Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. What's up, baby? I'm sitting here thinking about you. What you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, you wanna come over?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Shit, I like that.
Those of you on Mama Etta's Corner, I hope you're having a great day. Well, it is 57 degrees and sunny here in Las Vegas. 57 degrees, that's a little cool for me. Anyway, you just heard the entire song of a new artist by the name of Shaun White. The name of the song is Tap Out. It's expected to be released in January 2017. So the information will come out to you. If you like the song, just let me know. I am today waiting to hear from the owner of Illustra, Records and Distribution. She's the one that provided the song Tap Out and the artist. Her name is Breezy Love. She may be making those millions right now because she hasn't called in yet, but right now you've got me. Anyways, I want to talk a little bit more about the music industry and what's going on. I had interviewed Jerry King from Atlanta, and it caused a little bit of controversy because he mentioned music industry apartheid. Well, I just want to say this. Let's do the best we can do and not take the negatives and continue to move forward. And so I want to also play for you guys to tell you guys about the new release for Stan Moore. Let's see, it's Tennessee Whiskey. Now, Tennessee Whiskey used to be a country western song, but this man turned it into R&B. And so listen to Tennessee Whiskey by Stan Moore.
Spend my nights out in a bar room, liquor was the only love I know. Oh. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottle and brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Oh. And one more thing. I'd look for love in all the same old places. Yes, I did. Found the bottom of the bottle always
Corner. That was my boy Stanley Moore singing Tennessee Whiskey, and it has now been released, and you can go to all of your social media and you can go ahead and get a copy. Please do. you know, just for me. But as you know, as you hear, this song is something else. Hello, Breezy.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I didn't get your message this morning.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
Yes. All right, now.
Happy.
Okay, trying to anyway, my baby. This is Breezy Love. Like I said, she's the owner of Illustra Records and Distribution Company. I also played Tap Out, and I told them a little about Sean Weill, his release. Tell my friends and family exactly who he is and, you know, how you got mixed up or able to get him on your label.
Oh, okay. Well, Sean White is he's a new and upcoming R&B soul recording artist. And he came to us by way of a major recording artist, Phil Davis, who's the lead singer of Public Announcement. And he called me up one day and he just said, "Hey, I got a guy I think you need to take a look at and, you know, and listen to him." And so we did, and we really liked him. So we went from there. And so the song Tap Out, that's one of the first releases that will be on his EP, 2017. So right now he's in development.
Well,
great vocalist,
he's in good hands.
Great entertainer. Oh, thank you.
He's
a great
hands.
Vocalist and he's a great entertainer, you know. So he's been doing very well so far.
Well, tell my friends and family exactly what you do as the CEO and founder of Illustra Records and Distribution, and you're into something else too, I understand, right? The media? Motion picture business or something?
Yeah, that's right. Well, right now, it's CEO of Illustra Records and Illustra Distribution, then I kind of have multiple duties, and that's signing artists, of course, getting them through artist development, getting their music released, and so on and so forth. And with that distribution, then we go through the process of distributing artists' music. And not only do we distribute music, we distribute films, videos as well. And so that's part of our distribution company. And so now we have obtained Illustra Movies. And that's where we will have, you know, you'll be able to subscribe in order to download and watch movies for streaming. It's the same formula as Netflix or Hulu.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, and then the Illustra Media, Illustra Music, then it's the same format as iHeartRadio. So therefore, you'll be able to stream music from artists as well. Yes.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to push some of your artists, like Sean and Stanley, these various media forms you have?
Yes,
or
and
platforms.
That's the great part about it. Yes, ma'am. That's the great part about it, is that it won't be just for the established artists. It will be for new and upcoming artists as well, because that's what we're marketing, and we're geared towards helping new and upcoming artists. And make them the majors, because that's something that we have done several times before, you know.
Well, Snoop Dogg started somewhere. You know what I mean? No one
just
comes out and becomes a star. That's rare.
Exactly.
It takes hard work and tenacity. You got to stick to it.
Exactly.
Well,
and that's one thing we talk about with our artists, is making sure that they stay on top of their craft at all times.
Yes, yes. Well, I like Stanley's Tennessee Whiskey. I did an interview with with him and his wife. As you know, she's suffering from fibromyalgia. And anyway,
yeah.
Stanley, keep smiling. Keep smiling. Everything will be all right. But anyway, I'm glad this is released. And I see that there's a lot of social media saturation. I like that. So you have certain account execs that stay on top of the artists and what they're doing and how well the record is doing, whether it's iTunes or CD Baby or whomever.
Yes. Yes, we do. We have different departments within the record label and the distribution company. So therefore, if you're with a label, then there's different departments that they're the ones that are responsible for the release of your music and also staying on top of the sales of it and the spins as well. And then we have a department for the distribution. If you're only receiving distribution from us, that does the same thing. So therefore, we have different team members as well. We have a team that stays on top of all social media sites, and that's for the label and for the artist also. So we make sure that the team is always working hard. Basically, we're 24/7 because we're not only located here in Atlanta. We have we also have our bases in several states within the United States, and then we have base in Japan as well, in UK, Hawaii, and Morocco also.
How did you do all this? How did you, you know, get so global?
Yeah. Well, I've been doing this basically in the music business since I was a kid, watching my dad and my granddad work with artists as well. And so it all was based on contacts and just meeting people. And then, you know, it just kept going from there. So therefore, when I get a new team member and then, you know, they may bring another person on.
Okay. Well, I'd like to now let everyone listen to Be Hollywood's tune, and that's right here and now. Tell us a little bit about Be Hollywood.
Right, Be Hollywood is another new and upcoming artist. Now he's receiving distribution from us, and his song is more of the Stepper's Cut, and so it's been doing very well. It's only been released about a month now, but we're getting great reviews and we're getting a lot of spins on it as well.
Well, okay, Mama Edda's friends and family on my corner. Here is Right Here and Now by Be Hollywood. Enjoy.
Thank you.
right, friends and family out there on Mama Etta's Corner. You were just entertained by B Hollywood, being distributed by Illustra Records. I'm sorry, Illustra Distribution. And I have Miss Breezy Love here with us, talking about what she does and how she helps new artists. Let me ask you a question. How do you find good talent, good quality artists to represent? I'm sure a lot are knocking at your door that you must turn down. So how do you choose?
Well, we have A&Rs, and they're in different states and different countries. And then we have our head A&R, which is Mr. Richard Swoop Whitebear, and they report to him, and then he makes the final decision on who he should present to us to get signed to the label. So therefore, we keep on searching through social media pages, YouTube, and also, I don't want to say the old-fashioned way, but as far as, you know, clubs and so on and so forth, that's searching showcases too, I should say. And that's how we find artists. And then what we do, we take them through artist development. We decided to bring that to our label because a lot of labels have dropped that artist development when so many artists do need that, because there, you know, there's a lot of good talent and they just need a little more development and then understanding of the industry. And we also teach them the business of the industry, so they'll know that as well. So not only do we just sign you, we teach you as you grow with us in the business. So that's how we are formulated and structured with Illustra Records as far as our artists are concerned.
For my friends out there who are not in the music business, tell them or explain to them what A&R means and what they do.
Okay, A&R means artist in repertoire, and those are the team members it's the same as a talent scout. And that's what they do. They look for talent, and they go out and scout talent. And then the A&R is also responsible for making sure that the music is right, even if they have to schedule dates for studio time, make sure that there's photo shoots and their video shoots are finalized. And then they make sure that the music gets finalized. When I say finalized, that means mixed and mastered, great quality sound, in the same way with the videos and their photos. And then that's when it's put into what you call a media kit. And then once we get that, then that goes to our head A&R. And then once he puts his stamp of approval on it, then therefore it goes to Leonard Green, which is our artist liaison. He makes sure that it is all completed, and then he takes over from there with the artist before they're presented to us for us to sign them to Illustra Records.
Okay, well, one thing about Leonard Green, he is he's on top of things, it seems like. I get a lot of messages from him and look forward to them every day. It's always good to have someone like that in your corner, you know, someone that you can depend on like that.
Yes, he's another team member who's a very hard worker. He's a go-getter. He's dedicated. He's loyal. And I can say that about all of our team members, you know. We're like a big family, and we all work together like a machine, a well-oiled machine is what I call it. And I wouldn't trade them or give them away for nothing.
I understand that. I can understand that. Well, I tell you, it's the music industry is not easy. And again, I tell young people who want to go into the business, and it seems like every young person I talk to decide they want to be a rapper. It's just there's so many people out there with talent that are looking to become that next, you know, Jay-Z or I would say Kanye West, but I understand he's not feeling so well. But, you don't want to be that next Drake. So, personally, because I come from the music industry, I was born in the business. But there are those that think that they can rap or do the written word and spoken word, and it's just not easy to get out there. So they have to get a media kit, have some type of exposure before they're signed on to a company like yours.
I'm sorry, what was the last part? I didn't hear you.
I said, do they have to have their media kits together, some exposure already, like working clubs, before they're signed to a distribution company?
Yes, yes. We definitely want artists that has already had that exposure. So, therefore, what we are doing is really taking you to the next level. But there are artists that, there are ones that we made an artist because, no, they did not have any faith. So, therefore, we took over from there because we saw that they did have what it takes to become an artist. But for the most part, yes, we look for artists that has, you know, everything. You have your media kit. You've been out on dates, which, you know, you're working and you're moving, you're shaking, you're doing things. And then we want to take you to the next level.
Well, thank you, Breezy Love.
You're
we're
welcome.
Almost out
thank
of time.
You.
And thank you for exposing us or introducing us to your new artists. I want to close with Tennessee Whiskey again. Like I said, Stanley Moore is a very good friend of mine, and we miss him here in Las Vegas. But he's doing some great things working with Breezy Love and Illustra Distribution. Thank Len Green for me, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
All righty, now here we go, Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah.